morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Dockersluth.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital. As part of the Affordable Care Act, hundreds of thousands of Michigan residents were able to begin to enroll in health insurance options this week. With me this morning to discuss the Affordable Care Act is Juanita Vorel from Priority Health. Good morning, Juanita.
Good morning, Sarah. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Interesting background you have.
Yes, so my background is as a print journalist. I was a newspaper reporter for a number of years before I began my work in communications in the corporate world. And for the last 3 years, I've been a part of the health reform team at Priority Health.
So you're here really as an expert because you have been studying the law for 3 years.
That is correct. I've been studying the law. And I've been working with our director of health reform to provide communications to help people better understand the law. So writing websites, doing webinars, we've done a lot of different communications to help various audiences better understand how the law will affect them.
Okay, we only have 15 minutes, and I know that we're not going to cover everything, but we're just going to be really try to hit the surface of things. But we will accept questions. So if you do have a question, you may want to listen for a little bit, but then maybe call in a little later if your question isn't addressed. But the call number is 395-1450. That's 395-1450. So first of all, what is the Affordable Care Act?
The Affordable Care Act is more commonly known as Obamacare, and it's actually a name that the White House has started to embrace. So in the news, you might hear people say, what is the Affordable Care Act or what is health reform? They are all also known as Obamacare. It is the federal law that was enacted in 2010 to increase access to health insurance for Americans.
So how do you know if it applies to you?
It applies to all of us in some way, some more than others. Basically, if you have employer-sponsored coverage today, which half of us do in Michigan, you probably won't see a lot of changes. Employers will continue to offer coverage. If you are a Medicare beneficiary, meaning you're 65 or older, and you get your benefits through Medicare, you won't see many changes. There are also individuals who are on Medicaid today, and they will likely to continue on that program. The law can most affect people who buy their own insurance because they're self-employed or their employer doesn't offer benefits. And for those people, they will be able to purchase coverage through the new marketplace. One of the other reasons that the law affects all of us is because under the law, if you don't have health insurance, you may be penalized when you file your income tax in the next year.
You know, we talked about, I know Michigan passed a law that we're going to have more people on Medicaid, correct?
That is correct.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So the law allows states to expand their Medicaid program to serve individuals and families making up to 133% of the federal poverty level. So that would look like an individual, maybe a recent college graduate who makes about $15,000 a year. He or she would be eligible to go on to the new expanded Medicaid program, which will work in tandem with the existing or classic Medicaid program. The new expanded program will only have a eligibility criteria based on income. So whereas today you're eligible based on your health status, you may be a pregnant woman or you may be a young child or you may be disabled, those things will not be factored into the federal poverty level of the income eligibility for the Medicaid expansion program.
So when we talk about the Affordable Care Act, people often refer to the health insurance marketplace, and that's interchangeable with the exchange, correct?
Correct. Earlier, the law called the marketplace the American Health Benefits Exchange, and you still hear a lot of experts who refer to the exchange. The word was changed, or the name was changed to the marketplace because it was more easily understood by the masses, and it translated better. So what the marketplace is, it's a one-stop shop for families and consumers to purchase health insurance. And health plans sold on the marketplace will be classified in 5 different ways: platinum, gold, silver, bronze, or catastrophic.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those plans. Platinum to catastrophic.
So at the marketplace, Plans are classified in these four metal tiers or in a catastrophic plan level. And what that means is that the higher the metal tier, for example, platinum, would cover, on average, 90% of the services that you and your family may encounter. A bronze plan would cover 60% of services. So there's a 10% variance between each of the metal tiers, 90 for platinum, 80 for gold, 70 for silver, 60 for bronze. And so when you purchase a plan, you want to look at how your family uses healthcare services.
So this marketplace, where can people see that?
The marketplace can be found online at healthcare.gov, G-O-V. And you can also call in to a call center if you don't have access to the Internet. You can use the call center, which is, I'll leave the phone number, it's 1-800-318-2596. So consumers throughout the country have the option of dialing in or accessing it through their computer.
Okay, so let's talk about, you know, the magic date of October 1. That's the time that people who don't have insurance, as you say, can enroll in a plan. How long do they have to do this?
So this year, because the marketplace is new and this is a new program for us, we actually have 6 months to enroll. You can enroll any time between October 1st and March 31st. And October 1st was the magic day when the marketplace turned on and people could start making their purchases and shopping for coverage. But it's important for listeners to understand that you actually have until December 15th to make your selection. So if you or your family needs benefits and you need your plan by January 1st, you have until December 15th to make that selection. Now, you can enroll up to March 31st, but that would delay or would affect your effective date of your benefit. So if you, for example, if you don't enroll until March 31st, your benefits aren't effective until May 1st.
And the key here is that those rates are locked in, correct?
Correct. So the rates are locked in for the full year. So you won't see rates change until plans that will be effective in January 2015. So if you need benefits and you purchase benefits on October 15th, it will be the same price as if you purchased the plan on December 15th. Those rates won't change.
Are we seeing, you know, lots of people having trouble getting through, you know?
There have been news stories about a lot of traffic on the website and people having a long wait to get their application sorted. So my advice there is, because, you know, there's a lot of interest and a lot of people I'm thinking are going to be doing window shopping. I don't know how many people are actually going to make their purchase this week, but you really do have until December 15th. So I don't want listeners to get nervous about the possibility that they can't get online this week. You know, maybe give yourselves a week, come back to it next week when maybe the novelty has worn off and you'll have less less difficulty getting on the website.
Okay, what about people, you know what I mean, who are saying, I'm not computer savvy, you know, I may have a difficult time talking with someone on the telephone, I would rather talk with someone in person about what are my options, because, you know, it may be very confusing for someone for the first time, you know what I mean, to all of a sudden have this, you know, panorama of options.
Well, there are a lot of ways that you can get help. The law puts in place different programs. One is called a healthcare navigator, and these organizations or individuals are able to help people navigate the law and find benefits for themselves. They cannot direct you to one insurance company or another. They have to be completely unbiased. Another is a certified application counselor, and likewise, they just help you polish your application and submit your application. Another avenue for individuals would be going directly to their health insurance company or going to an insurance agent. So agents are paid commissions by the insurance company for helping consumers enroll. So you as a consumer won't see any additional cost for using an agent than you would if you purchased the policy on your own. So if you know someone in your family who's an insurance agent, you might ask them if they can make a recommendation as to who is certified to sell in the marketplace, and maybe they can help you and your family make a choice.
Okay, so we're talking about, you know, we've heard that, you know, if I don't sign up for health and care insurance and I'm eligible now under this, I'm going to have a penalty. Talk with us about that.
So the penalty starts in 2014, payable on your income tax return in 2015, at $95 per adult or 1% of household income, whichever is greater. So the penalty is a half that amount for children. So, for example, a household of four with two adults and two children would pay $95 plus $95 plus $47.50 plus $47.50 for their first year penalty. Another example would be an individual who makes $22,000 a year. If he or she did not have a benefits plan, they would pay a $220 penalty because $220 is 1% of their household income. So as I said, it's the greater of the two. Now, the penalty does raise each year, so it is important to know what you might face.
What advantages are there to using the marketplace?
The marketplace gives you the option as a consumer of seeing kind of an apples to apples when you make a purchase. So you can have some confidence that as a consumer, a platinum plan from one health plan is comparable to a platinum plan for another health plan because they're both going to pay, on average, 90% of services. There are some differences, though. Different health plans will have different deductibles, different copays, different out-of-pocket maximums, and also you're going to want to make sure that your network is included. So, for example, if you see a doctor today, when you make your purchase, you want to make sure that the doctor participates in the network that you are purchasing. So if you're purchasing an HMO, make sure that the doctor is participating in the HMO network that you're purchasing.
So that would be just calling your doctor's office and asking if they are participating?
That is correct. They would know if they're participating in the network, but you have to make sure you understand which plan it is that you're purchasing. Because some health plans might have a more constricted network than others. So you want to understand, for example, if you're purchasing a Priority Health HMO, the coverage that you'll get from a Priority Health HMO is the same coverage you would get from a Priority Health HMO today. There's no difference from our individual to our group or employer plans.
You know, some people may be thinking, you know, I'm eligible now, but I just don't have money to even begin to pay for the premium. How can people afford insurance offered in the marketplace?
Well, that's how they put the Affordable and the Affordable Care Act. There are actually three programs in place through the law that will help Americans afford coverage and incent them to actually purchase coverage. The first we talked about already, and that's the Medicaid expansion in our state. There are two others. One is called a premium tax credit. So there's two different ways that you pay for health insurance. One is the premium, the amount that you pay every month for your bill, and the other is your out-of-pocket costs. And what a premium tax credit will do is it will cap the amount that you have to pay each month for your services based on your household income. And the federal government program will put in the additional amount to cover the amount. So, for example, if you make 200% of the federal poverty level, you would only have to pay $120 a month for an individual plan, and the federal government will pay the rest to your insurance company. The other program is called a cost-sharing subsidy, and what that does is it reduces how much you pay out-of-pocket for those copays, co-insurance, and deductibles.
So if someone is looking at that and navigating it, where can people get more information? Where would you direct them to?
You know, really, it's the marketplace. You get all of that information through your marketplace application. So when you sit down to fill out your application, you want to be prepared to answer a lot of questions. It's kind of like TurboTax, if you've ever done TurboTax. You have to have a lot of information about your family's income and, you know, the birth dates and Social Security numbers of the members of your household. And then when you complete your application, the marketplace will tell you what you're eligible for so that you can decide what plan you want to purchase. And some of those subsidies, for example, are only eligible on a silver plan, so it's important to know what you're buying.
Chuk, do you have any questions about it? Or have you any? You're listening here with a smile on your face. We have about a minute.
I don't really have any questions. I think you have to be sure who you are dealing with, though, because there are a lot of scams out there, too, that want to take your money.
Well, I would make sure that you would look at your company to make sure that they're authorized to sell from a marketplace plan. You certainly do want to make sure that you're dealing with a reputable organization. For example, insurance agents have to go through a certification process in order to be able to sell on the marketplace. And likewise, health insurance companies had to submit their plans in advance in order to sell on the marketplace. So we've all been certified that our plans are approved by the state. So definitely be a educated consumer and keep your dollars protected.
And what about those who have no income?
If you have no income, you may be eligible for Medicaid under the expanded program. And also there are protections in the law so that individuals whose income is so low that they don't have to file income tax annually, they're not penalized. So that's a protection in place for the very, very poor.
Been very informative.
She's been informative. And for more information about the Affordable Care Act, Spectrum Health is going to have a free seminar on Monday, October 21, at the Howard Miller Community Center in Zeeland at 6:30 p.m. You'll be looking for more promotion on that. It's going to be led by Rob Pocock. Until next week, Zeeland Community Hospital wishes you well.